You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland author Mary Monroe captivates her readers with juicy storylines and unforgettable characters. Her second novel, God Don't Like Ugly, published in 2000, earned her many awards and a loyal fan base that's been following her ever since. Mary was raised by Black Alabama sharecroppers and grew up in a family where illiteracy was common. She taught herself how to write at the age of 4, and now she has more than 20 books published. Her latest book is called Across the Way, and it's the final installment of a series set in 1930s Alabama. It's about two couples who are neighbors, and there's a lot of drama. KALW's Janae Darden chatted with Mary Monroe to learn more.
Miss Mary Monroe, welcome. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Well, thank you so much, Janae. I'm delighted to be here.
So you grew up in Alabama, in the cotton field.
Well, no, I didn't actually grow. I was born there, and I spent the first few years there. Then we moved to Ohio, and then I came out to California after my marriage ended. You know, I moved out to California. I'm very much a Southern girl now. Don't get me wrong.
And I could definitely hear that Southern charm in your voice. Okay. But I know your family, you know, there was illiteracy in your family. So how did you start reading?
It's hard to answer that because it's not like I started it. It's like it was always there. You know, I can remember before I even started school making up stories and trying to write stories and whatnot. So it's not like I chose writing. I tell people it chose me, and I just took it and ran with it. And here I am.
You said like your family had discouraged you from pursuing writing because, you know, they say Black folks don't read. And I know, too, that's part of when you don't see people doing certain things, you think that your people can't do it. But what was inside of you as a kid that made you ignore the naysayers?
And because, you know, even though, you know, there was a lot of love and respect and religion in our family, a lot of people were unhappy, but they weren't doing anything about it because they weren't doing what they really wanted to do. And unfortunately, you know, back in those days, you weren't allowed to do a lot of things because the South was segregated when I was down there. My mother would come home dog tired. All the other women would be dog tired from working and cleaning for other women. But I said, no, that's not the life I want. You know, I want to have something.
Okay, so the challenge of getting published. So how long did it take you?
Lord have mercy.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And I sent my first piece out when I was 12. So by the time I was in my 20s, I had collected over 500 rejection letters. And
wow.
A lot of it was junk anyway, and I'm not surprised. But I took me 2 years to sell my first book, get first contract. And it didn't do well because they didn't promote it. This was back in the 80s, you know, when they weren't really pushing books by Black authors. So it took another 15 years to get the second contract. And that was for God Don't Like Ugly. That one did so well that they offered me another contract just a few weeks later. And so now I'm on book 20. This is book number 26. And it's like, oh, it's almost like I can't write the books fast enough.
I was in college and I just remember, you know, I came home from school and you know, everybody had God Don't Like Ugly. I remember that.
Yeah, that's music to my ears.
So 26 books, so many characters, single parents, a woman with two husbands, hustlers, criminals, lovers.
Identity theft. Prostitutes.
All of that. All of that. Right. So many characters.
I got something for everybody.
Right. You know? Right. So many characters. And so I know you've said that your work is inspired by what's happening in the world. And you've also said your work is inspired by your own life. So I'm looking at all of these characters.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what is going on or has gone on in your personal life that has inspired
you?
Well,
you know, all of my characters are composites of people in my family or people I grew up with, you know, neighbors and whatnot. And the good thing about it is, unfortunately, my family members don't read. They read the Bible and that's about it. And so I can write whatever I want about them, but they wouldn't recognize themselves in my books anyway. So I'm not worried about that.
Your latest book is Across the Way, and it's the last in the series. And I know, you know, you're known for writing series.
Yeah, the series. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, these neighbors that are kind of competing with each other, envious of each other. Tell us about these interesting neighbors and what moved you to write this story.
I know a lot of people who claim to be okay, let me give you an example. I have some friends who claim to be best friends with another set of friends. And at the same time, they're their worst enemies. Because, okay, friends over here spend their time trashing the friends over here, and it goes both ways. But when you see them together, you would never know that. And so that's where I got the idea for the series here. You know, so a couple, two married couples who are best friends, worst enemies, and throw in some jealousy, some betrayal, and let the story just kind of evolve and can kind of write itself. And that's basically what I did. And then, I grew up we lived in Ohio and in Alabama. There was a lot of bootlegging going on. You know, we had a neighbor, we had three or four right on our block, bootleggers, and there was a brothel down the street and so forth. And so all these people are pretty colorful.
You know, earlier we talked about rejection, and you took a class with Toni Morrison?
No, not a class. Right after I had done The Upper Room, about a couple of years after that, she visited UC Berkeley for a few weeks, and she was teaching a class, and she agreed to have dinner with me. So she and myself and a couple of my other friends who were big fans of hers, we all went out to dinner. Had a great time. There was a place called the Gingerbread House.
Yes.
It's no longer around.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
We went there and we sat for hours. And that was the first time I met her in person. But before that, I used to send her material when she was still editing at Random House. And she would give me a lot of pointers, you know. And she was my very first mentor because she would, oh my God, you wouldn't believe some of the advice that she gave to me. You know, it was just, she would give me outlines, like a laundry list of things to do and not to do and so on and so forth. Oh God, when she passed, so that was like losing a relative, you know.
Yeah. Can you share some gems of just writing wisdom that she gave you?
Well, one thing she told me, because I have to be honest, the first piece I sent to her was an imitation of one of her books. And she saw that right away. And she said, you don't want to be an extension of anybody else, including me, you know. And she said, find your own voice and people will respect you more for that than you trying to imitate somebody else. And another thing that she told me that I never forget, and it's one of the main things that kept me going. And I was telling her, oh, you know, I keep getting all these rejection letters and blah, blah, blah. Woe is me. And she said, no, it's not a rejection letter. It's a detour. And that has stuck with me. I can still hear her telling me that.
That was best-selling author Mary Monroe speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. Her final book in the Neighbors series is called Across the Way.